This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. In many states, if you needed food stamps, you had to show that you were working or volunteering. That was before the Great Recession. That rule was lifted during the extended downturn in many places. But now that the economy is improving, certain states are again requiring people to show they are working. And as Wilson Sayre from WLRN in Miami reports, that is causing hardship.
Every night, Lucy Perry sleeps on the sidewalks of downtown Miami.
Not under this bridge. We've been here about a year under this bridge.
For years, Perry got $194 in food stamps per month, the highest amount allowed under the program called SNAP, or Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. But in March, it stopped coming.
Because now I'm having to go out here and ask people for help, you know, just to eat. And that's embarrassing as hell. I hate it. I hate being out here.
350,000 people in Florida have lost their food stamps, just like Perry. Leah McGivern is with Legal Services of Greater Miami and represents Perry and other people in her situation pro bono.
I saw an email about it and I was like, oh, work requirements. And then when I started looking into it, I was like, oh, this is going to be a real mess.
What happened was letters went out to places like homeless shelters explaining benefits were now tied to work requirements. A lot of people said they didn't get the letters. People who did had the option of sending in a doctor's note showing they were unable to work. But a lot of people didn't have doctors, let alone notes. That's where McGivern got involved.
I mean, that we're talking about $194 in food stamps. You have legal services attorneys involved. Just to get a note from a doctor to an agency saying that a homeless person is too disabled to work.
The Department of Children and Families, which administers the program, declined several requests for an interview. The agency sent a written statement saying it properly notified people of the coming changes back in December, and anyone who thinks they should be exempt from the work requirements should contact the agency. McGivern says all this has led to a really dire situation.
It's terrible to get a call from a desperate person being like, I literally have no money for food. You know, it's terrible.
McGivern managed to help Perry get her food stamps back. But he's pushing forward with the challenge of the state's implementation of the work requirements using Lucy Perry as a test case. In Miami, I'm Wilson Sayre for Marketplace.